Missile gap. Bomb scare. Gregor is feeding pigeons down in the park when the sirens go off. A stoop-shouldered 40-something male in a dark suit, pale-skinned and thin, he pays no attention at first. The birds hold his attention. He stands at the side of a tarmac path, surrounded by damp grass that appears to have been sprayed with concrete dust, and digs into the outer pocket of his raincoat for a final handful of stale breadcrumbs. Filthy, soot-blackened city pigeons with malformed feet jostle with plump, white-collared wood pigeons, pecking and lunging for morsels. Gregor doesn't smile. What to him is a handful of stale bread is a deadly business for the birds, a matter of survival. The avian struggle for survival runs parallel to the human condition, he thinks. It's all a matter of limited resources and critical positioning, of intervention by agencies beyond their bird-brained understanding, dropping treats for them to fight over. Then the air raid sirens start up. The pigeons scatter for the treetops with a clatter of wings. Gregor straightens and looks round. It's not just one siren, and not just a test. A policeman is pedaling his bicycle along the path toward him, waving one-handed.
You there! Take cover!
Gregor turns and presents his identity card.
Where is the nearest shelter?
The constable points toward a public convenience 30 yards away.
The basement there. If you can't make it inside, you'll have to take cover behind the east wall. If you're caught in the open, just duck and cover in the nearest low spot. Now go!
The cop hops back on his black bone shaker and is off down the footpath before Gregor can frame a reply. Shaking his head, he walks toward the public toilet and goes inside. It's early spring, a weekday morning, and the toilet attendant seems to be taking the emergency as a personal comment on the cleanliness of his porcelain. He jumps up and down agitatedly as he shoves Gregor down the spiral staircase into the shelter, like a short troll in a blue uniform stocking his larder.
3 minutes!
Shouts the troll.
Hold fast in 3 minutes!
So many people in London are wearing uniforms these days, Gregor reflects. It's almost as if they believe that if they play their wartime role properly, the ineffable will constrain itself to their expectations of a humanly comprehensible enemy. A double bang splits the air above the park and echoes down the stairwell. It'll be RAF or USAF interceptors outbound from the big fighter base near Hanworth. Gregor glances round. A couple of oafish gardeners sit on the wooden benches inside the concrete tunnel of the shelter, and a louche city type in a suit leans against the wall, irritably fiddling with an unlit cigarette and glaring at the no-smoking signs.
"Bloody nuisance, eh?" he snarls in Gregor's direction.
Gregor composes his face in a thin smile.
"I couldn't possibly comment," he says,
his Hungarian accent betraying his status as a refugee. Another sonic boom rattles the urinals, signaling the passage of yet more fighters. The louche businessman will be his contact, Goldsmith. He glances at the shelter's counter. Its dial is twirling slowly, signaling the marked absence of radon and fallout. Time to make small talk. Verbal primate grooming.
Does it happen often?
The corporate tough relaxes. He chuckles to himself. He'll have pegged Gregor as a visitor from stranger shores, the new NATO dominions overseas where they settled the latest wave of refugees ejected by the communists. Taking in the copy of the Telegraph and the pattern of stripes on Gregor's tie, he'll have realized what else Gregor is to him.
You should know, you took your time getting down here. Do you come here often to visit the front line, eh?
I am here in this bunker with you,
Gregor shrugs.
There is no front line on a circular surface.
He sits down gingerly on the bench opposite the businessman.
Cigarette?
Don't mind if I do.
The businessman borrows Gregor's cigarette case with a flourish. The symbolic peace offering accepted, they sit in silence for a couple of minutes, waiting to find out if it's the curtain call for World War IV, or just a trailer. A different note drifts down the staircase, the warbling tone that indicates the all-clear these days. The Soviet bombers have turned for home, the ragged lion's stumpy tail tickled yet again. The toilet troll dashes down the staircase and windmills his arms at them.
No smoking in the nuclear bunker, he screams. Get out! Out, I say!
Gregor walks back into Regent's Park to finish disposing of his stale breadcrumbs and ferry the contents of his cigarette case back to the office. The businessman doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be arrested, and his English nationalist-slash-neutralist cabal interned. Meanwhile, Gregor is being recalled to Washington, D.C. This is his last visit, at least on this particular assignment. There are thin times ahead for the wood pigeons.